नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 5 टेक्स्ट नंबर 15। जुगुप्सितं धर्मकृतेनुशासतः स्वभावरक्तस्य महान् व्यतिक्रमः यद्वा क्यतो धर्म इति तरह स्थितो न मन्यते तस्य निवारणं जनः जुगुप्सितं धर्मकृतेनुशासतः स्वभावरक्तस्य महान् व्यतिक्रमः यद्वा क्यतो धर्म इति तरह स्थितो न मन्यते तस्य निवारणं जनः जुगुप्सितं
वेरिली कंडेम्ड
धर्मकृते
फॉर द मैटर ऑफ रिलीजन
अनुशासत
इंस्ट्रक्शंस
स्वभाव रक्तस्य नेचुरली इंक्लाइंड महान
ग्रेट
व्यतिक्रमः
अनरीजनेबल
यत वाक्यतः अंडर हुज इंस्ट्रक्शन धर्मः
रिलीजन
इति
इट इज दस
इतरः
द पीपल इन जनरल
स्थितः
फिक्स्ड
न
डू नॉट
मन्यते
थिंक
तस्य
ऑफ दैट
निवारणम
प्रोहिबिशन
जनः
दे।
ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद।
जय श्रील प्रभुपाद।
द पीपल इन जनरल आर नेचुरली इंक्लाइंड टू एंजॉय एंड यू हैव एनकरेज देम इन दैट वे इन द नेम ऑफ रिलीजन। दिस इज वेरीली कंडेम्ड एंड इज क्वाइट अनरीजनेबल because they are guided under your instructions, they will accept such activities in the name of religion and will heavily care for prohibition. Hardly care for prohibition. Okay. Please repeat. The people in general are naturally inclined to enjoy. And you have encouraged them in that way. In the name of religion. This is verily condemned. And is quite unreasonable. Because they are guided under your instructions. They will accept such activities. In the name of religion. And will hardly care. For prohibitions. Purport. Srila Vyasadeva's compilation of different Vedic literatures on the basis of regulated performance of fruitive activities as depicted in the Mahabharata and other literature is condemned herewith by Srila Narada. The human beings, by long material association life after life, have a natural inclination by practice to endeavor to lord it over material energy. They have no sense of the responsibility of human life. This human form of life is a chance to get out of the clutches of illusory matter. The Vedas are meant for going back to Godhead, going back home, to revolve in the cycle of transmigration in a series of lives numbering 8.4 million is an inspired life, imprisoned life for the condemned conditioned souls. The human form of life is a chance to get out of this imprisoned life, and as such, the only occupation of the human being is to re-establish his lost relationship with God. Under the circumstances, one should never be encouraged in making a plan for sense enjoyment in the name of religious functions. Such diversions of the human energy results in a misguided civilization. Srila Vyasadeva is the authority in Vedic explanations in the Mahabharata, etc. And his encouragement in sense enjoyment in some form or other is a great barrier for spiritual advancement, because the people in general will not agree to renounce material activities which hold them in material bondage. At a certain stage of human civilization, when such material activities in the name of religion, as sacrificing animals in the name of yajna, were too much rampant, the Lord incarnated himself as Buddha and decried the authority of the Vedas in order to stop animal sacrifice in the name of religion. This was foreseen by Narada, and therefore he condemned such literatures. The flesh eaters will continue to perform animal sacrifice before some demigod or goddess in the name of religion, because in some of their Vedic literature such regulated sacrifices are recommended. They are so recommended to discourage flesh eating, but gradually the purpose of such religious activities is forgotten and the slaughterhouse becomes prominent. This is because foolish materialistic men do not care to listen to others who are actually in a position to explain the Vedic rites. In the Vedas, it is distinctly said that the perfection of life is never to be attained either by voluminous work or by accumulation of wealth or even by increasing the population. But it is so attained only by renunciation. The materialistic men do not care to listen to such injunctions. According to them, the so-called renounced order of life is meant for those who are unable to earn their livelihood because of some corporeal defects, or for persons who have failed to achieve prosperity in family life. In histories like the Mahabharata, of course, there are topics as transcendental subjects along with material topics. The Bhagavad Gita is there in the Mahabharata. The whole idea of Mahabharata culminates in the ultimate instructions of the Bhagavad Gita that one should relinquish all other engagements and should engage oneself solely and fully in surrendering unto the lotus feet of Lord Shri Krishna. But men with materialistic tendencies are more attracted to the politics, economics and philanthropic activities mentioned in the Mahabharata than to the principal topic, namely the Bhagavad Gita. This compromising spirit of Vyasadeva is directly condemned by Narada, who advises him to directly proclaim that the prime necessity of life is to realize one's eternal relation with the Lord and thus surrender unto him without delay. A patient suffering from a particular type of malady is almost always inclined to accept eatables which are forbidden by him. The expert physician does not make any compromise with the patient by allowing him to take partially what he should not at all take. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is also said that a man attached to fruitive work should not be discouraged from his occupation, for gradually he may be elevated to the position of self-realization. This is sometimes applicable for those who are only dry empiric philosophers without spiritual realization. But those who are in the devotional line need not be always so advised. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Namaha Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shri Mate Jayapataka Swaminiti Namine. Namaha Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Yugupsitam Dharma Krate Nushasatah Swabhava Raktasya Mahana Vyati Kramaha यद वाक्यतो धर्म इति तरह स्थितो न मन्यते तस्य निवारणम् जनः. The people in general are naturally inclined to enjoy, and you have encouraged them in that way in the name of a religion. This is verily condemned and it quite unreasonable. Because they are guided under your instructions, they will accept such activities in the name of religion and will hardly care for prohibitions. So Shri Narada is now continuing chastising Vyasadeva. In yesterday's shloka also he told him that that's what he is doing is not right, because he says, you know, whatever you desire which is separate from Krishna is not going to give you any results. And now he's directly telling him that you are the one who is responsible for people indulging in sense gratification in the name of religion. Because you have written all the Vedas and so many Puranas, and people are following that. And accordingly they are behaving. And again, you know, because you have not set the standard, you have just narrated certain things, but you have not set the standards of prohibitions, you know, like the do's and don'ts. Since you have not done that, people are not following it. And that, because of that, he says, and he says that it is condemnable. And it is condemned and it is reasonable. Unreasonable. Yati kramaha. Unreasonable. So that shows that people are ignorant. Most of the people are ignorant, and they are doing whatever they are doing is because they are following some instructions which are not perfect. And that's why he's in a way telling that now you write Bhagavatam where you set the rules. You know, the Bhagavatam has a lot of rules. Lord Shiva to Prajapati, and you know, all the rishis, Uddhava, Maitreya, Sukadeva Goswami, Sutta Goswami, all of them talk about the do's and don'ts. And ultimately, of course, they talk about the highest service. Because here Srila Prabhupada says that, you know, you are in present life for 8.4 million species, you know, just go from one to the other. But that's not your goal. That's not our goal. And then he particularly talks about Mahabharata. You know, Mahabharata is very juicy. That's why they could make serials. Nobody has made a serial on Bhagavatam. In the TV, you know, in the movies and serials, and Mahabharata, once it became popular, now they are making, remaking like heavy. Because they know that people will love it. Present in a different way, different characters, make it a little more glamorous. But people are forgetting that in Mahabharata, there is a whole purpose of Mahabharata is to speak Bhagavad Gita, spoken by Krishna. And that's the instruction, the direct instructions, how to lead your life. So people should be told that, okay, you listen to Mahabharata, but then you finally follow. Like Prabhupada says, you know, Krishna says, leave sarva dharma parityajya. That nobody talks about it. Everybody talks about his karma yoga, dharma yoga, all that, you know, everybody will say karma. Krishna himself is a karma yogi, somebody says, you know. then he is linking with whom? Yogi is supposed to link with somebody. And Krishna is linking without him. Oh, he is linking with himself. So he is a karma yogi because he is doing a lot of activities. He is driving the chariot, he is doing so many things, you know, for the Pandavas. So he is a karma yogi. But that's not true. He is not a yogi, he is the Supreme Lord. He is the only enjoyer. Like Prabhupada says here, I mean, Sutta Goswami is saying that Narada is talking that people want to generally incline to enjoy. Yes, we want to enjoy. But how do we enjoy? That's the thing. So especially they started enjoying this meat eating, and that has become the biggest industry in the whole world now. Despite of Buddha coming and stopping it for some time. Now Buddha's people are also not so strict followers, you know. They have their own things, and now the only people, I would say, few of the people there are others also, who are really, really promoted vegetarianism is the Hare Krishna movement. As I said, there are a few more, but they are not so strict. Except you accept their, you know, you go to their higher level, you become some officer, this, that. Until that time, you know, it's all like that. So anyway, even if there are a few more, then we are in a huge, huge minority, you know, the majority of the people are busy. And of course now, earlier people, we were having these sacrifices and all that, you know. Now there is no sacrifice or anything. There is only sacrifices of the animal only, poor fellow. You know, like. And there are some very logical things when you talk to people. Like yesterday I posted one, somebody sent me and I shared it. He says, why you don't eat? And he gave a list of, you know, that dolphins and, you know, like horses, dolphins, this, that. When you start thinking of that, you will understand why I don't eat goat, cow and chicken or something like that. So in other words, you are saying it is food for you, but you are discriminating. Only few animals are getting killed, you know, the others are enjoying still.
Unless you are Chinese.
Yes. Yeah, but I mean, it makes sense, right? So your logic of saying that it is for your use or thing like that, it doesn't hold good.
Yeah.
People say that it's God made all these creatures for you to eat. I mean, come on. Others are also there. So why you are discriminating against these 3-4 only, you know? And that's why Prabhupada had to say one time that, okay, at least leave the cows alone, you know, like, why you have to do that? Because you are only suffering. All these world wars and everything is happening because of, like one Prabhu was telling, you know, after eating all this cow meat, their mind becomes dull and, you know, totally. Then they sit with a world map and they just say, close their eyes and put their finger, okay. This is the place I want next fight, you know, next war.
Yeah.
Because the pressure is there from the arms manufacturer. They are the ones who are supporting the elections and things like that, you know, they're funding the elections. So now you made the arms, we got an arms factory. And he will tell very nicely, he will say, oh, I'm creating jobs. Now you have a job problem. So if I stop this industry, then some few thousand people will be out of job. So help me. I'm helping people in jobs. And what are you doing? You are just producing weapons. And then you have to sell it to somebody. So generally nowadays, both the opposing parties, they are using the same weapons. Purchased from the same person. Why is it? Because it's all exploitation. Prabhupada says, foolish materialistic men do not care to listen to others. who are actually in the position to explain the Vedic rites. Those who know, nobody is there to listen to them. They make their own theories. Everybody is a pandit. Everybody is a very wise man, he thinks he knows more than anybody else, So this compromising spirit of Vyasadeva is directly condemned by Narada. Compromising. Because he compromised it. And then of course Prabhupada is giving an example of patient suffering. Doctors generally say, but of course these days even that is not said much, In fact, there is not much knowledge about along with this antibiotic, whatever they are giving, what you are supposed to eat. Nobody says anything, They just say, okay, go, take this 3 times in a day, 2 times in a day, 6 times in a day. And then what do you eat? Oh, you can eat anything. They'll say 1 or 2 things, but actually there is a science behind that, You are only supposed to eat this and this and this, and you're not supposed to eat this and that. But people, that's what Prabhupada said, people are not bothered. Anyway, we'll take more medicine. What is the problem? We have this acid reflux. So we know that we should eat only alkaline foods. But how many people do that? Because wherever they go, there is big advertisement that, gas, acid, chest burning, go for Zagreb or whatever, And people believe that, they think, okay. And it works for some time. It works sometimes. Like I was reading that this thing called Tums or something. People eat candies all the time. And that's the worst thing that can happen to a human being. I was reading an article that Tums one should not even touch, Because it stops your acidity for some time, but that the side effects are so horrible that ultimately you lose your immunity totally, The idea is that you start with one tablet and then you go to, unless you eat 10, 20, nothing is going to happen. So there's a huge, huge plan to sell more and more. There is a, especially about Tums it was written that it's, I think this enzymes person, he was telling, don't even go near that, you would rather suffer that acidity, you will be okay.
Okay. Because that's exactly 6 months ago.
People have a tendency, because it looks very mild and, nothing is there, no side effects. No. It has all the side effects. Wow. And this is just an example. I think there are so many. I think I should stop here. I want to say something.
That's interesting you're saying about the people don't discriminate about eating certain animals. But it's like, in America, man's best friend is the dog.
Yes.
And you say, well, maybe we should eat your dog. You're like, oh my God, I can never do that.
I know.
It's like a horrible thing. But in China, in Asia, it's a delicatessen.
Only in China, not in Asia.
Well, they make it in Korea.
Southeast Asia.
Southeast Asia. But it's like they eat dogs, they eat them, man. Dogs and cats.
I read a story once, some American couple, they were on a world tour and then went to China and they had this small little dog always with them. So they went to a restaurant and they said, oh, dogs are not allowed. So now they are missing the dog for some time, So they call the waiter and that explained to him. They can't speak the language.
Yeah.
So they just say, give the description of the dog. So he smiles and goes, And after some time he brings a nice cooked thing. And they ask, what is this? And they say, he gives the same description what they've given.
It is the dog.
So he understood that they go, take our dog and, bring a fish out of him. So they immediately rush back to America. And they were, you know, in shock. But anyway, you are in a shock, but then you come home and you eat your beef and this and that and steak, and that time they are not in a shock.
Yeah. Interesting too, Prabhupada, like you're saying, Prabhupada states that until men close the slaughterhouses, you can do whatever you want, but you're never going to stop wars. And you can see, right? Time after time after time, there's some other wars, but it was like Vietnam, and then it was like, and it was like, you know, it was like Latin America, and then it's like, you know, the Gulf War, and then the Second Gulf War, and, you know.
Actually, you know, I first did not understand when I heard this. I said, what is the relationship? And then he explained that all these cows were killed, they come back, and they have to kill now human beings who kill them. So, they do it in the wars. You see.
Yeah.
They all become different soldiers.
And you see why, like, why people eat it too, eat meat, is just, they're just extremely lusty.
Yeah.
It's like, there's this...
It's all for the tongue.
Yeah, there's this girl at the university, and she's like, yeah, I just love meat, you know,
I
love hamburgers, they just taste so good, and I was just like, it's just lust, you know.
Yeah, like somebody says, I like my vegetables next to my plate of pork or something like that.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. It's so disgusting. It's like, I even remember as a kid having to eat that stuff, and it was just like, I just remember, so it was so gross.
Again, you see, again, it's a question of consciousness. Like, you know, I have one case where this person was eating non-veg every day of his life, you know. Never, he says, never there was a day when they must not have eaten. And then he came to Krishna consciousness and he picked up very fast. And in a second or third week of our Bhakti Viksha, he comes and declares that Prabhu has stopped. And then he gave a wonderful narration of that. He says, he had stopped, so he decided that, let me have my last chicken before I really kick it off. So he went to KFC. In India also has KFC now. And there he ordered, he says, bring me the best. And they brought the best chicken, cooked in so many garin and ham, all that garnished with this and that and all that. And he says, the first bite he put in his mouth, it tasted like mud, you know. So he just, he says, I just, he loudly called that fellow, hey, come here, take this damn thing away. He says, what happened, sir? Oh, this is mud. They investigated in the kitchen, you know, they found out that it's the best chicken, you know, there's no. But he says, because now his consciousness has changed, you know. So, and he has decided not to, so he, Krishna gave him a nice arrangement, that if you still like it and leave it, then your mind will be there. Like Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, you know, you want to give up things, but your mind is in that, then that's no good. That's as well, as good as eating that or having that. Because in mind it is still there. So, Krishna gave him this facility. He says, he started hating that on the spot, you know. Like, and he came out, Hari Bol! And then, after that, he made his whole family vegetarian. Like, all our devotees, all our chanting 16 rounds, everybody. Everybody, like, you know, A to Z. So, it's a game of consciousness. Nothing else, you know. Once you are, and again, like developing the higher taste. Once you have developed that, once you start eating prasadam, then nothing else. We used to go, you know, we used to go to some restaurants and sometimes feel, okay, we'll get a no onion, no garlic food. But every time we went, we're disappointed. Something will go wrong, you know. And our son started telling us, why do you guys go? You know, I've told you, don't go. You know, like son is telling us. He said, Dad, I told you, see, these people are horrible, you know, like. And then we really decided that, okay, that's the end of it.
No surprise, I never come across them. When you go to the jelly, you take one of those buses.
Yeah, they stop at some dhabas.
When I remember passing the bus, and then I could see all these like malls and stuff, but then like I turned my head and I saw McDonald's.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, I can't believe it. It's like I left America to get rid of this stuff, and then it's like even in India, of all places, it's like right there.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. That's what I know. That's the when this two KFC and McDonald's came, then everybody, sensible man said that's the end of the culture now because they are just going to spoil people.
No, they actually eat there. Or
people eat. I mean, the Muslims eat very normally, and the Hindus are now, you know, slowly. Not everybody eats. They actually don't know what they're eating. Yeah, I mean. They don't even know what they're eating, you know, that's the truth. Just some, you know, because they'll put so much masala on that you can't taste the real thing. You just taste the masala. Okay. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.